Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 151.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 151. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and thank you so much for joining me. It's actually 10:21 p.m. right now, and I just got back from a hockey game, and we're running a little late right now on the content, so that's why I'm doing this. Usually, we're right on schedule weeks in advance, but things got backed up because we are getting ready for the new launch, the release of the new design of JPS, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're going to launch each level of the main course curriculum individually. So you'll have an opportunity to buy lifetime for a beginner. You'll have an opportunity to buy lifetime for the intermediate level and the advanced. And obviously, if you want, which I'd highly recommend, you can buy lifetime for all three sections. Like if you buy lifetime for the beginner course, for the whole course, as we release each section, you'll get access to the new designs. And we're going to be releasing each level about every other month or so. Even it might be back-to-back months too as well, because we're cruising through all of this. And obviously the second part of the new launch this year will be content, all new content videos. We're going to be beefing it up, beefing Jazz Piano School up with so many tune analysis, transcriptions, backing tracks, charts. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's going to be great. And we're going to have an affiliate program as well. So you can start, if you know people that want to use Jazz Piano School, or if you're a teacher and you want to use Jazz Piano School, we're going to have an affiliate program starting up. That's all the good stuff. But anyway, that's why it's 10:23. I probably sound a little bit tired, because the hockey game was exhausting, but here I am. You know, life goes on, and I have dedicated fans that I need to continuously strive to produce and make happy, because I want to, not make happy, you know, like it's a job, but, you know, I just like doing this. So with that being said, Sterling has an amazing episode right now. I'll be doing the next podcast, and in this podcast, he's going to be talking about the in-between tempos, which is a really, really great thing, because there's a lot of tempos that are very strange to play, right? It's like you got your medium, you got your slow, you got your fast, but there's these gray areas, which is like, how do I tackle those in-between tempos? So Sterling's going to do an amazing job showing you guys exactly what to do on that. So with that being said, let's dive right into this podcast.
All right, so what do we mean by the in-between tempos anyway? Well, we'll know what they are by finding out first what they're not. And that is to say, when people go to call tunes at sessions, they tend to gravitate towards a certain number of tempos. And this especially focuses on repertoire. So, you know, in the circles that you'll find yourself playing in, people tend to gravitate towards familiar tunes, especially ones that everyone knows and everyone can play. And in my circles, these are tunes like It Could Happen to You, There Will Never Be Another You, also Body and Soul. We'll be talking about some of these tunes today. And the whole point is that when people call these tunes, you know, in a more common fashion, it's easy to play those tunes similar tempos, and that can get a little stagnant after a while. You know, for example, It Could Happen to You, people tend to call it at sort of a medium up tempo, kind of that tempo, and it's swinging. It's not too fast, but it's not like a really slow swing. We'll call it medium up for today. And that's a really nice tempo, you know, it's fun to play. But after a while, it's easy to get to playing the same stuff every time, you know? So when we're talking about the in-between tempos, what we want to do is find kind of the area around those tempos that we're used to playing a little slower or a little faster than those tempos to kind of change things up. And you'll find that you might play things you otherwise wouldn't play at the tempos you're used to playing when you play in these sort of in-between tempos, because it forces you to play a different way. So we're going to be looking at some of those tempos today. So we'll start with It Could Happen to You. The tempo I have right now is medium up. It's about 144 BPM, beats per minute. And I've got this on my metronome. Here's what the melody will sound like at 144. And then I'll do a little improvising. Here we go. First half of the tune. You can see it's pretty comfortable for me to play, especially at that tempo because it's called so much. And I find, you know, I tend to start playing some similar ideas after a while just because it's the same tempo. Now, if we were to kind of go the other direction and play it in a more slower swinging tempo, I would call this medium. It'd be about 120 beats per minute. Here's what the melody, part of the melody will sound like at this tempo. It's a little more swinging, a little dirtier. Here you go. See already by playing at the melody at a different tempo, it already forced me to kind of do some different things in how I voiced the melody. At the slower tempo, the things that I did before, you'll notice the first A section I did kind of a similar thing, but it didn't quite sound as good to my ears, so I decided to kind of take it in a different direction. And this can be especially helpful in your improvising. Now, if I'm improvising at this tempo, I might do some different stuff. I might do some more bluesy things. I might do some more triplet-oriented things. Now, if we go in between those two tempos, it'll be about 128. And this is a tempo that you might not see called a lot, especially when playing standards. At 120, is that more of a swinging tempo? You'll hear tunes like in a mellow tone at 120. That one feels really good at that tempo. But somewhere in between there is the realm of about 128. If we try to play that tune in a mellow tone at 128, to me that doesn't quite feel as good, you know, so you might not hear that tune called at that tempo, but it's good to practice it at different tempos. So let's practice It Could Happen to You at 128 beats per minute. This is sort of that in-between, that slow swinging tempo, just like in a mellow tone, versus the original It Could Happen to You tempo, which is 144. So I'll do a little improvising at this tempo. And you might find it's a little different than the first time around. If you could tell, but to me that felt a lot different. There was a lot more space between some of my lines because of the slower tempo. It was drawn out a little bit. So as a result, some of my phrases were much further apart. And also I decided to play a lot more triplety vocabulary, such as kind of like that, because if I just play eighth notes at that tempo, it works, but the eighth notes themselves are a little slower, and it's kind of difficult to make them swing at that tempo. That's something that you really have to practice. I still need to practice it personally. But if my lines want to be more active, the triplets work well at that tempo. Whereas if we go back to the original tempo, playing triplets at this tempo is a little different. Harder to make them work because they're faster, but at 128 it sits really well to play those triplets. That's one example of how playing sort of tempo in between ones that you're used to might help you to find some new things that you might not always find at the tempos that you play most often. Now, let's look really quickly at another tune, There Will Never Be Another You. This one I generally hear called a little faster, sort of like an up-tempo swing. We'll call that one about 184. Now this tune, the melody sounds like this. So on. So when you go to improvise on this tune, that seems to be a pretty comfortable tempo, something like this. So eighth notes work pretty well in those lines at that tempo, 184. Now if we were to kick things up a notch, for example, playing it a little faster, It Could Happen to You, we were trying like a slower tempo. For this one, people sometimes call it a little more up-tempo. This one we'll try at about 220. This is definitely getting up there. You know, so... So if we're playing here, the drummer, the drums and bass are moving along at this tempo. The improvising, you're going to have to resort to some of the vocab that you're used to playing at faster tempos. We'll see if I have any right now. Okay, so that's sort of an idea, not my best, but sort of an idea of, you know, some of the vocab I'd be playing at a faster tempo like that. Now, let's see what would happen if we go in between those two tempos. Now, this time, we're looking at about 200, 204 range. It's not as burning as that tempo. So this one might feel a little different for me if I go to improvise over it. I might be able to get some more of the vocab that I'd play at the slower tempo in between. Let's see what happens. Okay, so that felt much different for me. So maybe take a moment to think about what differences you noticed. For me, I felt like I used a little bit more of the melody in that solo, and it was a little easier for me to make melodies at that tempo, whereas before I felt like I was just playing lines. And so you can see if you went to play this song with people, if you were playing it at the slower tempo, you might find yourself playing a lot of similar melodies, but kind of in between the fast and the slow tempo, I felt like I was still able to use some of the melody, but I was reaching for some of the more, you know, the faster vocabulary that I'm used to using. Now, on that tune in particular, There Will Never Be Another You, someone actually took that concept of, you know, this tune we play at a tempo we're used to, and they actually wrote a contrafact on it called You're a Weaver of Dreams. And that song, which is normally an up-tempo, You're a Weaver of Dreams is actually often played as a ballad. So that's an example of how you can take a tune and repurpose it using it at a different tempo. The melody sounds something like this. First half of the tune, so you get the idea. So playing that song as a ballad with the same chord changes will definitely get you to play some things that you wouldn't otherwise play. There are other tunes you can do that with too. For example, some people take Cherokee, you know, that famous burner fast tune, play it as fast as you can, and they choose to play it as a ballad. Same idea. Have you ever heard Cherokee sound like this? That song works really well as a ballad, and obviously you'd be playing some different stuff if the tempo was, you know, 80 BPM instead of 380. So that can be a fun way to change things up for that tune. And the same goes for other ballads that you could play. Earlier I mentioned Body and Soul. It's easy to find yourself playing that tune at a usual pace of, you know, say 65 BPM, pretty slow. Let's see, what's 65 here? Used to hearing that tune at that tempo. It's fairly common. But recently I've been checking out some Nat King Cole, and Nat King Cole plays that tune at a much brighter sort of walking ballad tempo, which you don't always hear. Let's see, if I tap that tempo, he plays it at almost about 90 BPM. Let's see what that would sound like there. Thank you. So that can be a different way to interpret a ballad like Body and Soul. As you can see, I switched to some more swinging lines because the feel was asking for it at that tempo, which I wouldn't probably do at the slower tempo. So, to recap, when we're talking about the in-between tempos, we're looking at tempos that you wouldn't otherwise hear called for tunes that are commonly played. Familiar tunes like It Could Happen to You, There Will Never Be Another You, Body and Soul, even other well-known tunes like Cherokee that you're used to hearing fast, you can reinterpret them at different tempos and enhance your creativity by finding a new avenue that you wouldn't otherwise have explored. Well, I hope this opens up some new ideas for everybody, and I hope you'll join us next time. Thanks.